You're listening to SBS News.
It's 1 year since Pope Francis led a four-day summit at the Vatican on clerical sexual abuse. 190 bishops from around the world attended the four-day summit, including the Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Cotheridge.
I accept that our credibility is shot to pieces. How will it be restored? Over a very long period of time and with great tenacity, but also a great quality of focus, by which I mean focusing on the fact that no amount of spin in all the world is going to do the trick.
In his interview with the BBC 12 months ago, Archbishop Cotheridge said he sensed there was a real determination for collective action to put an end to the scourge of clerical sexual abuse.
I sense in the Pope and in all the bishops who were there, a real determination, whatever their cultural setting may be, a real determination to understand what has happened, why it has happened, and to act together, not in isolation or in fragmentation, but to act together. I say in the power of the gospel to eliminate abuse from the church and to make sure there is a church which is transparent, accountable, inclusive, and the words that Pope Francis uses, the church which is a loving mother, which we have so patently failed to be.
The summit ended with Pope Francis promising change.
È cresciuta la consapevolezza di dover non solo cercare di arginare gli abusi.
The church has now become increasingly aware of the need not only to curb the gravest cases of abuse by disciplinary measures and civil and canonical processes, but also to decisively confront the phenomenon both inside and outside of the church. It feels called to combat this evil that strikes at the very heart of its mission, which is to preach the gospel to the little ones and protect them from ravenous wolves.
Those ravenous wolves within the Catholic Church destroyed thousands of lives. Many victims died prematurely because the trauma of sexual abuse can see them dull their emotional pain by abusing drugs and alcohol. Peter Gogarty from New South Wales is one of the survivors. He grew up in a devout Catholic family and was abused in the 1970s.
This is not just an event that happens to you, but it fundamentally changes who you are and the way you see the world. And I think it's taken me a long time to understand that. And I think it's a lifelong journey, not something that I'll ever come to the end of. But it is a really distressing situation for anyone that's been in this predicament.
He says in the immediate aftermath, he was convinced he would end up in hell.
I spent most of my young years and then into my adult years being very confused about who I was, and for a long time, while I was still a Catholic, I thought I was going to hell. So I think for a lot of people, this is something that affects them for their whole lives.
12 months ago, Peter Gogarty felt sceptical about what could be achieved by the Vatican summit.
Here we are a year on from that date, and I think my scepticism has been proved out. Really, apart from those words, we've seen precious little change from the Catholic Church, and particularly, and when I talk about the Catholic Church, I very much mean the hierarchy of the Church and the bishops and the cardinals and those people in the higher positions in the Church are very much the same people who let this problem happen in the first place. So I think if this issue is going to resolve, if the Church is going to improve, there needs to be a fundamental shift in the way it's managed.
Someone else looking on from Australia and feeling sceptical was Chrissy Foster. She and her late husband Anthony raised three daughters in the Melbourne suburb of Oakley, and two of them were abused by their local Catholic priest. Father Kevin O'Donnell was a notorious paedophile who abused children over a 50-year period. Chrissy Foster says the Pope's words on the eve of the abuse summit left her feeling like little would be achieved.
The night before that summit, he publicly announced that those who constantly criticise the Catholic Church are friends, relatives and cousins of the devil. Now, the only reason that summit was taking place was because people had complained and spoken out. So What does that say about the results we're going to get from the summit? We're going to get nothing, basically. So, you know, there's so much to be done and they're just not doing it.
Chrissy Foster says there's been little progress.
I will start to believe there's been a change of heart in the clergy when the Pope announces and tells every bishop and archbishop in the world to hand over their secret archives to the local police. These archives can contain the offender files, and it would say when the complaint was received and what was done about that, and when, how they shifted offending priests on. We need to know that.
German Cardinal Reinhard Marx told the summit that files documenting child sexual abuse had been destroyed or had not even been created in the first place, which enabled offending to continue. While Pope Francis has not yet implemented crucial reforms to canon law, he did declare an end to the rule of pontifical secrecy in an attempt to improve transparency. The ruling lifted restrictions on those who report abuse or say that they've been victims. Pontifical secrecy was designed to protect sensitive communications, but Catholic Church critics say it was abused by some church officials to avoid cooperating with the police. Australia's Child Abuse Royal Commission heard how it can take survivors many years before they're able to face taking either civil or criminal action. Lisa Flynn from Shine Lawyers says even post the Royal Commission, she's been coming across examples of where the Catholic Church tries to obstruct such claims.
There still are significant difficulties that that survivors face when bringing these claims, and that is largely dependent on how the defendant, the church, responds to these claims. So we are seeing continued examples of the church defending and denying these claims, that they delay them as well, and that can be incredibly re-traumatising for survivors of abuse.
Catholic Professional Standards Limited was set up after the Child Abuse Royal Commission to foster a culture of safety and care for children and vulnerable adults by developing and implementing the National Catholic Safeguarding Standards. The standards were introduced in May last year and are designed to be implemented by all Catholic entities, ministries and organisations across Australia. Chief Executive Cherie Limbrick says Catholic Professional Standards carries out compliance audits.
Change has been building for a number of years, and those who have been audited to date have been putting in considerable effort over a number of years to change their practices, to learn obviously from the Royal Commission, but also inquiries that had come before that. So we've seen quite really strong engagement with those we've audited.
She says more than 1,000 people have taken part in training over the past year, so they're aware of their responsibilities.
We've been rolling out quite intensive training in the last 12 months. So we've had over 1,000 people across the country. That includes bishops and leaders of religious entities and people in parishes come to our training to learn what their responsibilities are and how they can practically put the child safe standards into practice.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.